Are you ready?
Yeah. Okay.
Thanks for joining us for episode 2.
And if it's your first time, welcome. And if you're a returning listener, welcome back.
You can now watch us on our YouTube, Tiny Morbid Fantasies.
Yep. We are now recording video. So for you audio listeners, if you want to see what we look like, watch a podcast.
Yeah.
I watch a few podcasts. So,
yeah.
You can find us there.
This is us, not the TV show.
So, yeah. Episode 2. And this is, like, not officially our... I feel like this is our first episode, really. Like, episode 1 we did last week was just kind of, like, the intro
to
season 2. But, like, this is, like, the real episode 1.
It was a welcome back last time. And now we're here, and Andrea's got a really good story for us. It's based on a writing prompt. What was the writing prompt?
Don't I know you? Yes. So what we're gonna do, the writing prompts are gonna be the same for both of us, just as a little recap.
Mm-hmm.
We get the same writing prompt, but we're still gonna do one story per week. So this week will be my story, next week it'll be Sophia's story, mm-hmm. and then next week after that it'll be a new writing prompt and back to me again.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. This is going to be Don't I Know You? Just as another quick side note, maybe. We have the window open because it's 70 degrees.
In January.
So you're going to hear some background noise. You're going to hear some planes, maybe. Maybe the neighbor walking their dog. Not sure. So just sorry in advance.
Unnecessary for today.
Stupid weather. Okay. Now I'm ready.
Okay.
Excuse me, sir. Is this the platform for the 10 o'clock to New York? The man glanced up with his phone still to his ear. He gave her a quick nod and then walked to a pillar and leaned against it. She followed and waited until he finished his call. Hey, I'm sorry about earlier. I didn't realize you were on the phone. But don't I know you? He looked up from his phone and fully acknowledged her this time. No problem, sweetheart. But I think if I knew you, I'd definitely remember. Oh, well, you just have one of those faces, I guess. I thought maybe I've seen you at a party or something. Nope, but I'm headed to see a friend tonight if you're still in the mood for partying. What's your name, sweetie? I'm Jackie. The man stepped away from the pillar and slowly approached her, his arm outstretched for a handshake, his eyes on her body, never noticing the scowl on her face. Jackie took a step forward, looked to see that the platform was empty, and shoved the man onto the tracks. No thanks. And she walked away as the man lay on the tracks, slowly bleeding and unable to move. This is the story of Jackie. She's a chameleon, she's a siren, she's a ghost. She leads men and women she finds unworthy to their deaths without any remorse or regret. Why does she do it? What's the benefit? Well, there are too many people in this world. From her point of view, she's doing the world a sort of a kindness. Fewer people mean fewer carbon footprints, fewer natural resources being consumed. Plus, if they manage to die where she can harvest the organs, she can make a little extra cash. It's a win-win. The end. So I gave a little backstory, like, well, what's the backstory? So I just made a paragraph of backstory.
I love it, and when you said her name was Jackie, I instantly thought of That 70s Show, Jackie.
Oh, awesome, because I had trouble. I'm weird with names. Her name was Abigail, Abby, Fran, Francine.
Oh.
I was going through names. I'm very particular about names, and I was like, I like Jackie.
Jackie, like, packs a punch, too. Like, Jackie. You know what I mean? It's not, like, a soft name. It's not a hard name. It's just
It's in Jackie. Between.
Yeah, I like
Two
it.
Two syllables, hard K.
Jackie.
Jackie will take your organs. You know.
Don't worry about it. Jackie will get it.
Don't fuck with Jackie.
Sweetheart. Just like as a side note, in general life.
Which is why I wrote it. I was like, she's going to cringe at this.
Oh, and I did. Twice. And then you acknowledged it. Don't call people sweetheart or hun or like babe. That's reserved strictly for someone that you love and you know intimately, but when you call a stranger this, oh, thanks, hun, I immediately lose respect for you. You don't know me. And just, can you fix the thing and do your job and do the stuff? because I'm not here for you.
Unless you're in the South, which is just a thing.
You saw her too, right?
No.
Oh, I was laughing because Griffy stuck her nose through the door.
Hi. Hello.
Well, she's adorable.
But yeah, just not a fan of the sweetie sweetheart thing. It's not.
Nope.
Don't do it. But if you do it, just know that people hate you for doing it.
Yeah.
Even if they don't say it.
And arbitrarily, is that what that means? And maybe like inconsequentially, I hate being called ma'am. It's not an age thing. I just don't like being called ma'am. And really? Southern people in the military will call me ma'am, or people younger than I am. I don't know what it is. Maybe it's just because, like...
It's a personal thing. Because I'm okay with ma'am.
Okay. All right, so, then, yeah.
It's a personal thing.
But
which is fine.
But I'd rather be called miss. You know? Yeah. Or, like, a ms. Excuse me, miss. But excuse me, ma'am is like... Well, maybe I should think of it and change how my perspective.
I love when military men call me ma'am.
Ooh.
And they have, like, a little southern drawl, too. It's just a thing for me, though.
Okay.
There's a guy at work that calls him sometimes. He's like, yes, ma'am. I'm like, yeah, yeah, okay. So,
you
yeah.
can get it.
Yeah. I don't know what you look like, but in my mind, I'm imagining Channing Tatum in fatigues. So, anyway, that is my writing prompt for today. Okay. Don't I know you? And I'm excited to hear yours next episode.
It's not next week. Next episode.
Next bi-week, 2 weeks.
Yeah. Well, thank you. I've got most of it planned out. Classes just started, too, so apologies if
college.
I'm, like...
I'm just kidding.
I'll be done eventually.
One of these
eventually.
Days.
Eventually.
So, what's the tea?
So, today. I don't actually have one prepared. Today. Oh, my God.
Because this is just something... What is what's the tea? Like,
well, it's just a positive spin on a dark storytelling.
Oh, right.
It's like a refresher.
Can we actually talk about the tea for a second, though? Because it's really awesome black tea, and it's orange. Can you see this?
Well, mine might be. Huh? It looks undrinkable, but...
It's delicious.
Thank you.
And it tastes like a normal black tea.
It's a little bit sweeter. It has, like, a more bold profile than other black teas. It is a Thai black tea. That if you've ever had bubble tea and it's been like orange, that's what this is. You add a little bit of sugar and milk to get this beautiful orange color. And it's really nice iced. And it's really nice in bubble tea. It's hard to describe its flavor. It's really nice. I'm excited about it. And I got it at that tea place in Reading Terminal that like shows up randomly.
Fancy tea place?
Yeah, but it's in like
a fancy
corner
tea
nook.
Pop-up.
But you could walk by it a million times and never see it, and then all of a sudden it'll be there one day. I swear it like only exists when you really need it.
Kind of like the room from Harry Potter.
The room of requirement. Yeah. Yeah. So...
The tea shop of requirement.
Yeah.
Also, it's like Halloween in a cup. It's orange.
Yeah.
And I just love that. I like weird colors, weird things, and drinking a creamy, milky orange tea is definitely weird.
It's on the top of my list. Yeah. Maybe one day I'll make matcha, like, and actually froth it up and, like, do a whole
Oh, like the real
shebang.
Deal.
Well, yeah. My dad sends me way too much matcha powder because he knows, like, two things about me, and one of them is that I like matcha.
And he's
so.
From Thailand. Or, well, no, he's in Thailand. Not
yeah.
from Thailand.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Yeah.
It's a nice matcha from Thailand.
Yeah. So maybe I'll make that
it.
One day. But as for, you know, my good stuff tea, I... completed a lot of work last week, and I, for the most part, registered for classes that I wanted to take. I don't know, it's been a busy week. I'm sorry I don't have something better.
No, that's
you.
Good. You're continuing your education, and you're almost done.
Yeah.
Like, you're coming up.
I'll be done eventually.
You're in the home stretch, sort of. Would you say?
Well, once we get to a year, and then less than a year, then I'll call it the home stretch.
Okay.
Never I'm mind. Still in it, but I'm technically a senior.
But you're doing it. Which is the important thing.
I have been doing it for a while.
Because I talk about doing stuff, well, we, I should say, talk about doing stuff all the time. And then, you know, we're not always great at following through.
We follow through eventually.
On a lot of it, but, like, This podcast was the thing that we thought about and we actually followed through on, and I'm really proud of ourselves
for that. Yeah,
that was our thing for last year. We followed through on this, and we're still doing it.
And it's, you know what, though? And it's really nice because although you're this really important person in my life, it's nice to get to see you every other week, like, consistently.
Yeah, like, we have a set schedule now.
Yeah. And it's fun, too, because I never feel like it's work. It is work, but I still get to hang out with you, and we get to do fun stuff, and...
We'll play with the pets, and...
Yeah.
Catch up.
And then we still, hey, you want to randomly go to Lambertville with me tomorrow morning at 8 a.m.? Yeah. All right, I'll buy you breakfast.
So, it just works.
Friendship.
We have to have mimosas one day.
Mimos. Did you do it too?
Yeah. So, that'll be one morning. We'll have, like, maybe a brunch. Maybe, like, a Tiny Morbid Fantasies brunch.
I like it.
With stories.
I think we have a pretty open format. People are not expecting us to have one thing all the time.
Yeah, I hope not, because we're not going to do that.
We're not.
It'll be similar, but... Sometimes I like our shows when we just, like, the mental health show or the shower monsters that
the
we did.
The off-script ones,
yeah. Where it's like, there's no story, but we're just kind of talking and...
Yeah. Well, you know what's too, like, not we're to chatting. Name drop, but, like, this podcast that, they have a theme, it's called That's Weird. They're actually putting out their last episode this month, and... I'm a little sad about it.
Oh, last as in they're done?
Yeah, no, they announced it.
Okay.
But what I like about them is, yes, their podcast is a theme of being weird, but the content of the weirdness is not the same all the time. Everything is weird. So that's what I like about it. Everything so us is like, is it morbid? Weird. Yes. It's us. Kind of.
Yeah. And just like writing little stories about... tiny morbid things.
Yeah, and I hope that everyone can relate to that because we do.
I mean, who hasn't thought about pushing someone on the train tracks, am I right? am I right?
You mean that guy smoking a full cigarette on the platform? Yeah. Or the guy the other day that was just straight up holding a sign yelling religious stuff, and not even from like one religion. Multiple religions just spewing, and then they had to stop the train for police activity to get that guy off.
I don't miss public transportation at all.
No, but I wouldn't have pushed him on the tracks. My point is that
you thought about it though.
Yeah.
Or the lady that wears too much perfume and has too many bags. Okay.
Mm-hmm. And then they announce on the train, seats are for people, not bags.
Oh, they announce it?
They do. They have like a whole thing, the Patco does.
Do people actually even care, though?
No one gives a shit.
All right, so we did the tea. We did our chat about public transportation. Yes. All right.
Anything else before we end it?
But yeah, that's the tea.
That's the tea.
It went all the way back around to us talking about just everything.
If you like the story and want to hear more, be sure to follow us on Twitter at TinyMorbid. Or on YouTube, Instagram, and Reddit at Tiny Morbid Fantasies.
And to be featured in upcoming episodes, you can send your stories to tinymorbidfantasies@gmail.com.
And if you have any questions or comments, you can send those too.
Till next time,
keep it spooky.
Like walking down a dark street at night and hearing whispers every time you pass a streetlight.
Yes.